Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing, as you wake up, switch on your phone and listen to Turning Point audio. After the audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible study for the day and pray the prayer for the day also. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the 24th day in June 2024. 6 days to the exit in this old month, I prophesy. Before the new month set in, God will do wonders in your life. Today, I want to use some powerful Bible verses to pray over our lives. Be receiving it and be saying, amen, I receive it. First, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. Be responding with amen. And the Lord, thy God, will make thee plenteous in every work of your hand. Can I hear an amen? I receive it. Also, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of the land wherein you are, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good. Then I prophesy, plenty shall locate you this week and henceforth. You will operate in the covenant of abundance. I hear overflow. Overflow. Yes, I prophesy. You shall operate on overflow in all you do. End has come to scarcity and dryness in your life. I prophesy surplus supplies. While others are saying things are hard, you will be living in overflow. I pray again with Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 5. The Lord shall take away from you all sicknesses and discomfort. Can I hear an amen? And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt. He will lay them on those who hate you and those that are against you. I prophesy, therefore, that you and your family shall be free from what is plaguing others. There may be darkness in the land of Egypt or where you are, economic darkness, marital darkness, financial darkness, but for you and everything that has your name on it, it shall be light of God that will shine. Then Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, I declare, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. So I say again, you and your family, you are above human curses and condemnation. Anything wrong or spiritually injurious will never come near your borders. You are blessed. Every arrow shot at you shall fire back to the sender. You will live more. One more. Isaiah 58 verse 11. And the Lord shall guide you continually. He will satisfy your soul in drought and make you fat. They'll give you fat bones. And you are saying, amen. You shall be like a well-watered garden and like the spring of water whose water fail not. Let me use this to pray for you. You shall not know dryness anymore. All seasons shall now be your good season. You will find economic, you find accuracy of direction. From now on, you will enjoy strange supplies. Good doors shall open for you. Oh yes, everywhere you are, you shall be fearless. Nothing will make you afraid anymore. Be blessed. I say be blessed. Come on, say I am blessed. June 24th celebrant, your birthday prayers. I pray for you. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and do well. The Lord will bless you and keep you till the end. Happy birthday. Right? This week is still for insightful teachings, counseling and guidance. First one today. Good morning, Daddy and TPGF families. Daddy, for the sister that complained that she lost interest in going to her church, I was in that situation one time. The cause could be praise and worship in that church that is not vibrant, or preaching from the pastor that is not impactful. I advise that she should say this to her husband, they should both decide and move to another branch of the church. Thank you, Daddy. More grace. Wow. Next. Good morning, Daddy. Sir, is it good for husband and wife to be in different countries? Wow. Oh, no. The ideal thing, which is also the biblical stand, is that those that God has joined together, nothing must put them asunder. They should be together, raise their children together, build their family together, and serve God together. God's intention for institution marriage is good, togetherness, for it is not good for the man to be alone. However, many people are breaking the principles of God for looking for greener grass in other locations, economic reason, job situation, and so on. A lot of negative things will set in once husband and wife will pull apart. To start with, temptation for adultery will be there. Then the children will lose the parental overseership, emotional stress also. Well, we say our own, but people still do what they want to do. So husband and wife stay together and build together. That is the best. Next, good morning, Daddy. What is your take on couples sleep as splitting bills? Wow, again, like the first issues just discussed, by God's template, the man of the house is supposed to be the chief provider, the breadwinner for the home. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That is the Bible standard. But again, this time around, this time is different from the Bible time, the social economic situation of today, and the reality that we face in our world demands that husband and wife should join hands together. Although the husband is the chief provider, but the wife should also make contribution so that they can address the economic situation of the home. The wife should also bring something to the table in running the home, the children's education, paying the bills, and even taking care of the extended family. The woman should support. In many homes today, even the woman is the chief breadwinner. She earns more. But they should be agreed, be bonded in agreement to build their home together. The ultimate thing, however, TPGF, is that husband and wife early in their life should establish a family business or a family platform, build it up over time to become a brand, and then it comes to a point, the business outfit will take care of their financial needs till the end of their life. That is the ultimate, and that is what everybody should work towards too. That way, they will have a restful old age. Their business will take care of their financial needs. So there will be no more percentage contribution from the husband and the wife because they have built a financial platform. That is my teaching here all the time. Next, morning, sir. Please help talk to the person sending us audio messages. Like today, I got it 6:47 a.m. With such a time, it cannot be the first thing to listen to. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up by 5:30, and majority of the days, I don't get it before 6 a.m. Wow. May I appeal to all my listeners, TPGF members and all listeners, hear this. Please register on our Telegram platform. Telegram will get it to you by 12 midnight without fail. So easy. Search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram. You will see it. Tap join, and that is it. Even if you are on our app now and a line manager sending it to you, still do the Telegram thing. Everyone, do so now. Do so now. Telegram does not fail. It will deliver to you promptly. Next, good morning, sir. Please, like I said the other time, we, Guyanian members of TPGF, are appealing for the opening of Momo account in Ghana to enable us pay our tithe and our seed. Thank you, Daddy, and God bless you. Wow, I like your kind of heart, willing to tithe and to sow seed for the kingdom of God to grow. That is very good. Everybody should have such a mindset. We are working hard to have other payment platforms like Momo, like Zelle, or Zelle now, ETC, for all TPGF members to be able to do that. TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, we have just been able to open a conventional bank account on HSBC in London, so that those who give their tithing and seed in pound sterling, that is the account you'll be sowing to. The PayPal is still our account, but that conventional bank account, HSBC, we will pay less of the commission and the charges than the PayPal. We will send you the detail very soon. Listeners in Ghana, in Kenya, South Africa, and other places, we are working. Please, if you know how we can get the Momo, the Wise, and the other payment platforms in your country register, please contact us immediately through the media director or through +234 80 789 4000. We will work on it and make it easy for all our members across the world to be able to do their financial obligation to God and to this country. Let us know how to register the Momo, the Zelle, and all the others, or is it the Zelle now, in your own country. We will do so immediately. We will build more on this tomorrow. Please, we broadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. TPGF UK conference was awesome. What a huge success. The whole conference hall was filled up and we were so blessed. All those who contributed to the success of TPGF UK conference by directing your people to join, by donating and putting money, all those that came, all the attendees, you are blessed forever. We'll be making contact with you. TPGF UK conference will continue to grow. We are coming to other parts and other nations of the world. Let us know when we can visit your country once you are able to band yourself together. The Lord bless you. Don't forget the tithe payment. Don't compromise your tithe. Battle seed, Thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed. We are doing 666 this month. It shall go to 777 in the coming month. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will do well. The glory of God will be strong on you. Oh, you will not be where you have always been. The Lord will keep moving you forward. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God raised me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, please answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.